back to the Bible. Back to the city of God. Toward the liberty of heaven. Oh, what a bliss. Out, back out of confusion. Toward the light of the Word. Jesus leads His church. Back to the Bible. Toward the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord forever. Back to the Bible. Only this makes the Savior happy. Jesus calls His own. Obey His voice today. Our fathers were longing for it. When they dwelt in Babel. Where the unity dwells. Back to the Bible. Toward the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord forever. Back to the Bible. Where there will never be a separation. Obey the call of the Lord. Toward the words of the Savior. We like to obey His words. Never to depart from Him. Who delivered us so wonderfully. Heavenly nature on earth. Oh, what a bliss. Back to the Bible. back to the light of the world. This shall be our slogan forever. I greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord. May God use this sermon to speak to all of us and to reveal himself anew unto us. We arrived in a very special time period. Everything was foretold in the Holy Scripture. And if we look at what happened in the last weeks worldwide. It started with a climate change, with a global warming. Everything became different, especially at the farmers' side. And now with this virus, who really, without real regard to the nations, without real regard to colors, without real regard in all nations and tongues worldwide, visitations are coming as one has never known them before. And we know exactly that the Lord, all these things, He foretold it, that they would take place, and that there would be desperation among the nations, and that the people would really would not know anymore what they should do. Now, before we deal now with the Word of God, I would like to greet all of you in all peoples and tongues, and in particular all the 15 translators. I would like to wish them God's blessings with all my heart. It's not always easy to translate into other languages, but God just led it in such a way that the gospel of the kingdom of God would be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then should and will the end come. And we see how the Holy Scripture is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And we are grateful to God for it. Today, we will go into the teaching part, especially into the prophetic part of the plan of salvation. We will look into it. We all know that the Lord has given the promise in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself, that you are there also where I am. And if we look into the history of mankind, and then in particular, remembering the beginning of the New Testament church, then we are aware that we truly have come very, very close to the end. In the history of mankind, from Adam to Abraham, there were 2,000 years. And then followed the next 2,000 years. And also we are looking back to the past 2,000 years, in which the time of grace invited all to come to the Lord, to receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life. But the Lord Himself, of course, completed the creation in 6 days. And whoever goes to Psalms 90, one day with God the Lord is as our 1,000 years. And as our Lord in 6 days did the creation work, and completed it on the seventh day, and then he rested, so we are looking back to 6,000 years. And the 7,000 years will be the millennium of Jesus Christ, the millennial reign of the Redeemer here on this earth. And if we especially look into the book of Revelation, in the first three chapters, it is about the seven churches, about the seven church ages through which the New Testament church goes through. And in every age, to the overcomers is given the promise. He that overcometh will sit with me on my throne, as I have overcome and sat down on the throne of my Father. With our Lord and Savior, we will reign with Him by His grace. If we then read in the next chapters of the book of Revelation, then the Lamb, which took the sealed book and reveals what would happen afterward, then follow the seven seals, and that what happens then. Then the seven trumpet judgments, and that what happens during that time. And then the seven vials of wrath, and then what happens finally. And if one then makes the bridge to the book of Revelation chapter 20, there we read six times of the millennial reign. And right at the beginning, Satan will be bound. And for 1,000 years he will be in chains, because during the 1,000 years there will be peace on this earth. When Satan is no more here, then there will be peace on earth. And if one reads it up, what is written in the six statements in Revelation 20, then we just are getting grateful that in Revelation 21, in verse 1, it is written, and then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. To say this very clearly, we have reached the end of the 6,000 years. The Lord alone knows precisely when the number is full. One thing is sure, we are very close, very close to the end. And the 7,000 years will be the millennial reign. And then all this event of the creation, all the plan of redemption, everything comes then to completion. And then there will be a new heaven and a new earth. The first is past. And forever, throughout all eternity, we will be with our Lord. Today, in this time, it is about, firstly, to understand what our Lord emphasized clearly when he spoke of the signs of the end time, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we are the generation which could witness everything, and until the end, we may witness it and experience it by His grace. And we could emphasize some special things which are written in Matthew 24, in Mark 13, in Luke 21, of wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, catastrophes of all kinds, of pestilences, and everything what would come upon the earth. And we must say, it has come. It has come over all the face of the earth. And as already emphasized, as the climate change, as the global warming, in Isaiah 30, verse 26, we can read it. When God makes the damage well, which was done to the people of Israel, then the sun should shine sevenfold. Brothers and sisters, precious friends, since 1948, we have, after 2,000 years, we have again the state of Israel. And this the Lord, of course, emphasized in particular, that we of this parable, we should learn all the other things which He foretold. We take note of it. And we know the scripture, the word of prophecy, the predictions are finding their fulfillment. But write that with Israel from all peoples and tongues in which the people of Israel were scattered, they were brought back into their homeland. And as I write in the circular letter, God, of course, knew everything beforehand, and He let everything be written down, how it would take place. But we should draw our attention to it. Earthquakes. Perhaps it was always, of course, surely, wars also were every time. But in the past 2,000 years, the Jews were scattered among all the nations. We all know, of course, what happened in the Holocaust. And then the promise that God would bring His people back, bringing them back into the land of promise, into the land of their fathers by His grace. And we may call out loudly, in our time, this scripture was fulfilled, and we are happy about it. Then, brothers and sisters, we are coming to the main part which concerns us as the church. We all know that God used men to preach His word from the beginning, and in particular with Abraham, with whom the Lord spoke face to face, giving him the first promise with the words, "In thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed." God had men on the earth whom he could use, whom he called, and whom he used as his servants and prophets, whom he could use to foretell what was purposed in the plan of salvation of God. And so, everything is written in the Bible prophecy, which describes the first coming of Christ. Everything was written down. And with Matthew, chapter 1, in the New Testament, we are told how all of the Old Testament prophecies came to fulfillment with the ministry of John the Baptist, a man sent from God. And all of Judea went to the river Jordan to hear this man of God. And he could prepare a people for the Lord. And brothers and sisters, we are just so grateful. If we then go to Luke chapter 2, in Luke 1, it is especially we are told of John the Baptist. And then we go on to chapter 2 of our Lord, how Bible prophecy came to fulfillment. And we thank the Lord God with all our hearts for it. I like to say it always. More than 100 prophecies from the Old Testament came to fulfillment at the first coming of Christ. Even concerning the promise of the church, in the prophet Joel, in chapter 3, the man of God said that the Lord God would pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, chapter 2. And then we see it confirmed in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And this is a key scripture. In the last days. I just said it before. 2,000 years in the eyes of God are 2 days. And then from Abraham to Christ, 2,000 years in the eyes of God. And 2 days. 2 days. And then the promise. In the last days. And since the day of Pentecost, it comes to fulfillment. What happened in the last 2 days, in the last 2,000 years, what would take place? And then it just remains 1 day, the day of the Lord. Then only the 1,000 years remain of the millennial reign of our Lord. But the time of grace comes to its end with the rapture of the church. And brothers and sisters, here we just have to put the emphasis on it, that the Lord also took care for it, that in our time was given a supernatural calling, and that Brother Branham truly, as John the Baptist, received a divine call, a divine commission, connected with a calling out, connected with a separation and preparation of the New Testament church. And we thank the Lord God. The commission is very well known to all of us. I wrote it down into my Bible. And I just read the second part of this divine commission and testimony. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so your message shall forerun the second coming of Christ all over the earth. It shall cover the earth, this message. Brothers and sisters, how often I said it, be it in circulars or be it in sermons, how often I've said it here before. God does nothing. That's how it is written in Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Unless he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Not to the scribes, not to the Pharisees, but to his servants, the prophets. That's how it is written. And that's how we believe it. And that's how the Lord also has done it in our time. One just has to think about it. There is a simple Baptist preacher who was ordained by Dr. Roy Davis in a Pentecostal church, ordained as a preacher, and then carrying out his ministry until the day on which the Lord, he laid it unto his heart with this wonderful experience of the Spirit baptism. It started. And it started a new phase with Brother Branham outside of the organization, a new biblical phase. I could mention the dates here, when what happened and where it happened. But today it's especially about this divine commission, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so he was foretold, and that's how it was with Brother Branham, foretold, and then sent to forerun the message, the precious word, the gospel, as it was proclaimed, as it was revealed to the apostles at the beginning, and how it was written down in the New Testament. So it was revealed to Brother Branham. Not as it is taught in the various churches and denominations, how it was interpreted. All have their own teachings. All are saying, reciting the Lord's Prayer. All are reciting their creeds. But no one comes back to God. No one comes back to the Word. All remain in their spiritual position in which they always were. But God, of course, used Brother Branham to search the Scripture and to all the biblical subjects, even of the fall, what happened in the Garden of Eden, and all the promises which God had given, and then also the establishing of the New Testament Church. And as I said it many times, and brothers and sisters and friends, let me emphasize it once again. The first and the last sermon must agree 100%. They must agree. The first and the last baptism must agree 100%. They must be in conformity. The first and the last Lord's Supper, everything must be the same and be in conformity with that what God has said in His holy word and what was written down and revealed. And to it, Brother Branham was sent for. Not to establish a new denomination, but the original full gospel, namely that God was in Christ, reconciling the world with Himself, that our Lord and Savior, in His body, He took away all our sins, all our guilt, all our sicknesses, everything He took upon Himself, nailing it, carrying it to the cross, as already predicted in the Old Testament, especially in Isaiah chapter 53, foretold. And then about the justification, sanctification, and spirit baptism. It doesn't profit to any man to speak or make a doctrine out of the justification. One has to experience the justification by faith in the finished work of redemption personally. God is not in the theory. God is in reality. The justification of which Paul has written has happened by the blood of the Lamb. No man could justify himself. No, it happened by the precious blood of the Lamb of God, of which our Redeemer, of course, said in Matthew 26, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many, for the forgiveness of sins." So, not justification, which hangs in the air, but justification by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Justification by that what God has done in Christ for us by His grace. In the same way, with the sanctification, not only a doctrine and then doing like one is holy. No, as our Lord Himself said, "I sanctify myself for them, that they also might be sanctified in thy truth. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth." There is no sanctification outside of the Word of God. Because only in the Word of God, the will of God was revealed to us for all of the plan of salvation and also for our personal life. It was written down in the Bible, in the epistles of the apostles. We find everything for the personal life. Even to the husbands, they are told how they should behave, to the wives, how they should behave. Everything was told to us in the Word of God. And brothers and sisters, I really advise you what I have done in the past week. I read from the 1 Corinthians up to the last chapter of Corinthians. I read it. I read them by prayer, prayerfully. And time and again, I was overwhelmed how Paul, really all the areas he included, thanks be to the living God for the precious and holy word. Let us say it once again. A redemption outside of the blood of the new covenant does not exist. In Him we have the redemption, namely the forgiveness of sins through His blood. In the same way, with a sanctification. Only if we are found in the will of God, as it was written down in the Word of God, only then we can be sanctified therein. And then we will understand why it is written, without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord, without holiness. Then the third one, that we need the power of the Holy Spirit. How often I have said it here, precious brothers and sisters, if we are baptized in the water, then we confirm that we accepted our Lord and Savior. And when the Lord baptizes us with the Holy Spirit, then we have the confirmation that He accepted and received us. And we are so grateful for the precious and holy Word of God, for the full gospel. In the summary, let us once again emphasize, we are living at the end of the time of grace. You can read it in the epistles of the apostles, of the last days, of the end time. You can read of what would be. And our Lord, of course, has given us the promise, behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Also in this time, where Corona calls he is with us until the end of the world. But let me say it here openly, brothers and sisters, let me emphasize it. Let me emphasize. We have the orientation in the Word of God. And the Lord God has sent His servant and prophet, and the message of the Holy Word, which He brought, foreruns the second coming of Christ. And if you say to all brothers and sisters, from this place, in 172 countries, we can greet you. Oh, what a grace! What a privilege! Who would have thought of this 50 years ago or 20 years ago? Who? That it would be possible. And if I think on the past 55 years, every month I was around traveling. How often I was in these 165 countries personally preaching the word there. And now the time has come where the traveling is no more possible. And at the moment, everything looks like that nothing will be anymore on the earth as it was, as we all know it, as we knew it. Nothing in the air, nothing on the earth, nothing in all the companies, nothing will be anymore as it was before. And it would be really good if all, also the politicians, would beat on their chest and say, that was never here before. What does God want to tell us? Brothers and sisters, we may thank our Lord God with all our hearts that we can go through all these things and that we know these are signs of the end time as they were foretold us of our Lord in the Holy Scripture. And therefore, let me once again emphasize, earlier on it was possible. One was sitting into the plane, flying to Athens, and there, preaching there in the big Pentecostal church, and then going down to the harbor, and then stepping into a ship, traveling to Patmos, Isle of Patmos, spending there a few days, walking up and down there, reading time and again the 22 chapters of the book of Revelation. And then I spoke out the sentence, "Beloved Lord, John is no more here, Brother Branham is no more here, but you are omnipresent and you can reveal your word unto me, which you revealed to your servant John. You can reveal your word to me as you revealed it to him." And then, while weeping with all my heart, praying, then God can do not otherwise but to give grace. And then he revealed the word. In the same way with Brother Branham, we all know to him was the word revealed, but he didn't carry the message into no country of the earth. But by the grace of God, and let me say this here today, 1958, the 12th of June was a special day in Dallas, Texas, when Brother Branham explained to me how the commission was given. And he spoke of a message. And then at the end, he said, "Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. And then we hugged each other, and he laid his hand upon me, and he said, "May the Lord bless you." If I think about it, how the Lord God was leading every way, how he was guiding everything. Brothers, sisters, I could write a small book about the several experiences which the Lord God has given to me. Now, in closing, let me say here, since 1958, we of course translated the sermons of Brother Branham and also the divine message. We passed it on. And then came, of course, the 2nd of April, 1962. Without going here into details, God really took care for everything, so that the last message before the return of Jesus Christ could cover and reach the ends of the earth. And all who are of God and who found grace with God, they will receive and they will get the word revealed. They will understand the time in which we are living and they will place it scripturally. Let us say it once again. On the people of Israel, we see it very, very clearly. After 2,000 years, a land of Israel, and the Lord God will make everything well. And there will be a bride of the Lamb from all peoples and tongues and nations, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth and sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of the glorious return. This I also wanted to say. It's the first weekend since 1958 where we could not come together as we did it throughout all these years, as we were used to it. And if you look back to the last 45 years, since this house, this building was consecrated, and that people from all the world have come, the Lord has said, "Gather ye my people, all who made a covenant with me by sacrifice." And it will come again. It will come again that we will again assemble here, hearing the word of the Lord here, because thus it is written in the book of Acts 1 and 2, as they were gathered in such a way. Let me emphasize it. At the last outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the people of God will not turn thumbs, sitting at homes and watching the news. No. All on the gathering days, they will come together in reverence. They will hear the word, and together we will experience that what God promised. And it's written in Hebrews, "Forsake not your assembling together, the more you see the day approaching." The gathering must be, whether in the houses, wherever. And God willing, we will come again together here to hear the word. And all the others, wherever they were gathered before, they will again be gathered. And the Lord will bless us all from the riches of His grace. Praised be our Lord, the Almighty God. May all be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Lord Almighty God, I pray you, bless all sons and daughters of God, all brothers and sisters worldwide, in all peoples, in all tongues, and open our understanding for the Scripture. Be merciful to me, be merciful to all of us. And we may give you the thanks and the glory and the adoration to you, the only God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. The bridegroom is coming. Remember his word. Watch, you redeemed. Watch always. At every hour, at every place. Watch and pray. The Lord is coming soon. Amen. Lord, we want to be ready. Diligently watching and praying until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air. The bridegroom is coming. Be faithful until the end. The reward will be great. Wait, the Lord is coming soon. Lord, we want to be ready. Diligently watching and praying. Until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air.
Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut.
The bridegroom cometh and fetches his bride, who is already betrothed with him in the world, longing for his return.
Amen.
Watch and pray. The Lord is coming soon. Lord, we want to be ready. Diligently watching and praying until you appear, until we see you, until we meet you in the air. Lord, we want to be ready. Diligently watching and praying. Until you appear. Until we see you.